It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into the show, another week, and look into the world of high school sports. Coming up here in just a few minutes, a great conversation I got to have briefly with quarterback Nick Grimstead of the North Cobb Warriors. You'll get a chance to hear that. Plus, later in the show, head coach Winston Gordon of the Hapeville Charter Hornets football team. Awesome conversation with him as well. Man, when I tell you, he says some stuff in there that's like keeping it real. And all good. You know, all good. It was just, and Coach Gordon, we've always had great conversations over the years. And Hapeville, one of those, programs that opened the doors when I was first getting this thing rolling, man. And they continue to be supportive of me as I am of them. So looking forward to bringing you that conversation and whatnot. So real quick, before we get into all of that, wanted to just briefly, I mentioned to you in the rundown that the softball and volleyball state championship tournaments, we're gearing down to volleyball pretty much is down to the finals. All the championship matchups are set up and they will get going this weekend. So let's start there. I mentioned to you that I got a chance to see Alpharetta and that they will be defending their title against North Cobb, who is also defending their state title from last year. North Cobb actually winning the 7A title last year, Alpharetta the 6A. So you got a battle of defending state champions that's going to take place on Saturday for the 6A title. Remember, no longer a 7A classification this year after the new classifications and region alignments coming into this year. So that is your 6A matchup for the title, and that's going to be on Saturday at 12 p.m. I believe all matches are going to be taking place at Lake Point, so if you want to go check it out, you can do so. Another good one, man, in 5A, Woodward Academy. I didn't get a chance to see Woodward this year. I got a chance to see them last year, but Woodward, well, I haven't seen them play, but I've seen them, and when I say they got some tall, these girls are tall. My goodness. Like, a lot of these volleyball teams, it's so funny, over the years, like, I always film from up top, and some gymnasiums, they're decent sizes. They're pretty big. I mean, they're not like huge, but for high schools, they're big. And so a lot of times, kind of shooting down, you don't realize how tall these kids are, boys or girls. And then I remember one time doing a feature on Walton and, talking with Coach. This is when Coach Fitz was the head coach over there, and talking with her, and then the girls come in, start setting stuff up, and I'm like, had to be like several girls taller than me, and I'm like, how does a high school have this many tall kids? So anyway, Woodward Academy, they're in that conversation with some tall girls, but they'll be taking on Pope. Shouts out to Coach Erica Miller. Always get a chance to catch up with her from here and from time to time, and got a chance to see them play earlier this year, so that's going to be another great matchup. Then in 4A, let's go back to that. Pope and Woodward will be taking place. Actually, they're the nightcap. They're 7:30 on Saturday. Then in 4A, you've got Pace Academy, who is going for, I believe this will be the 8th straight title if they win it, taking on Cartersville.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That will take place actually on Monday at 7:30 at Lake Point. 3A, you've got Calhoun taking on Jefferson on Saturday at 2:30. 2A, you've got Morgan County taking on Savannah Arts Academy. That's 9:38 on Saturday. And then 1A, you've got Gordon Lee taking on Elite Scholars. How about Elite Scholars? Shout out to Elite Scholars, man. That's awesome. That's going to be at 5 p.m. on Monday. And then in your private classification on Saturday at 5 p.m., Hebron Christian taking on Mount Pisgah Christian. So that is what's going on with your volleyball state championship matchups. Now, softball, as I mentioned, got underway today down in Columbus. And in 6A, you had Mill Creek pushing past Archer. They'll take on North Cobb. Shout out to Coach Kevin Foster. Got a chance to see them earlier. North Cobb getting past North Gwinnett. Archer and North Gwinnett will face off in the first round of the loser bracket. Hillgrove falling to East Coweta. East Coweta will take on Buford. That is two of the top softball programs, really, honestly, probably the past decade or so in softball. But that should be a great matchup. And then Hillgrove and Brookwood will face off in the other part of the first round of the loser bracket. So that will be tomorrow. All three of those matchups, or four, I should say, will take place tomorrow. In 5A, you've got Creekview defeating South Effingham. They'll take on River Ridge, who beat East Paulding. Lassiter will take on, shout out to Mike Johnson, used to coach over there, of our Mike Johnson of the morning shift. Lassiter beating Houston County to take on Effingham County. Yes, Effingham County, who defeated Seckinger. And so South Effingham will take on East Paulding, and then Houston County will take on Seckinger. Those two games are your loser bracket games. But Lassiter and Effingham County and River Ridge and Creekview advancing. And that is your 5A, 4A. We'll run through this real quick. Kel, shout out to the Longhorns. And that's Coach Kevin Foster. Who did I shout out? I did that backwards. Sorry. I said Coach Kevin Foster for North Cobb. No, Coach Kevin Foster is Kel. And then lost my train of thought, y'all. Let's keep North Kel taking on Northside Columbus. Now, these two faced off last year in the state championship tournament, and it was Northside Columbus getting the best of Kel. So expecting Kel to really go into that one, looking for some get back. Harris County taking on Eastside. Harris County defeating Ola, and then Eastside defeating Central Carroll. So your loser bracket games for that classification, which is 4A, will be Wayne County taking on St. Pius, and then Ola taking on Central Carroll. All right, so that will be that one. And let's give you, because we got a couple more minutes, let's give you 3A. Heritage, Catoosa taking on West Lawrence. Cherokee Bluff will take on Monroe Area. Your loser brackets, Lafayette taking on LaGrange. Pickens taking on Southeast Bullock. And then where are we at? 2A, Appling County will take on Stevens County. Union County will take on Morgan County. Your loser bracket will be Pike County and Miller Grove. East side, go ahead, Miller Grove. And Sonoraville taking on Rockmart. And let's see, I'll give you one more. Let's go to private real quick. Savannah Christian will take on Hebron Christian. Trinity Christian, they've been having a really good year, taking on Prince Ave. Your loser bracket there. Whoa, hold on. Stop the presses. Savannah Christian taking it to Wesleyan. Wesleyan, wow. Okay, that's big right there. Wesleyan's been dominating. I think Wesleyan may have, I got to go and look. I think they only had one loss this year. Wow. So how about that? So that's going to be tough. Wesleyan in the loser bracket is going to be fun in a sense of watching. So they'll take on Providence Christian, and then Mount Perrin Christian will take on Mount Vernon. Shout out to Reese Hickey and her family and the whole Mount Vernon crew. I've had the chance to watch them several times. But wow, that is a shocker right there. Wesleyan getting put into the loser bracket earlier. That just goes to show you how good Savannah Christian obviously is. So that's, again, that's big for Wesleyan to be in the loser bracket. That's going to make for some fun softball to watch if you can make your way down there to Columbus. It's not that far of a drive from here. Don't be a wimp. You can do it. All right. Let's get into my my conversation. He's actually my player profile. Mr. Nick Grimstead, quarterback for the North Cobb Warriors football team. Again, they're getting ready to march themselves into the state championship tournament here in just a little bit as a number one seed. And got a chance to catch up with him. Of course, I've watched him play a couple of times this year. Man, he just had a phenomenal season. And his Warriors as well, unbeaten. And again, therefore, and region champs. So therefore, heading into the, they'll be heading into the state championship tournament as a number one seed. But got a chance to catch up with him. Oh, I'm sorry. There it is. Coach Mike Turchin. It just came to me. That's who I was shouting out when I meant to shout out, when I shouted out North Cobb. Anyway, speaking of North Cobb, here's my conversation with Nick. And we'll head out to the waitfor.com hotline where Nick is joining me now. Nick, first off, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I want to say congratulations to you on the success you are having here in your senior campaign, as well as to you and your teammates on the season that you all are having, man. And just want to ask, you know, what do you feel has kind of been some of the keys to the success that you guys have been seeing?
I'd probably say definitely leadership. The team bonding skills definitely play a big part on our success.
All right. And how much fun has this ride been for you with it being, you know, your senior year? You know, when you look at, you know, I know you guys still got a ways to go, and hopefully if it goes the way you guys want, you'll be playing for, you know, a little over a month. But, you know, how to this point, you know, just when you kind of look at things, how fun has it been for you?
It's been real fun. It's been exciting, you know, just to see everybody develop, all the young guys. See the older guys you've been playing with. It's just been excited to see, excited to watch.
Good deal. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Nick Grimstead, quarterback for the North Cobb Warriors football team, joining us here on Press Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, coming to this season and as the season progressed, was there any part of your game that you kind of wanted to, you know, focus in on to, you know, say, you know, to make sure you were doing your part as far as, you know, helping the team reach its goals?
I'd probably say anticipation on throws and tight windows. I probably needed to work on, and I did. It's showing in the season so far. So.
All right. And what's impressed you the most? What stood out to you the most about your teammates and, you know, just – you know, outside of the wins, because obviously that's a big thing, but, you know, when it comes down to just how you all have been playing, what stood out to you the most about, you know, your teammates?
Just our willing to never give up, our willing to fight, our drive to do anything. I just like how we have that drive. We're not going to lay down to anybody. We're going to go out and fight.
All right, and obviously you guys will close out regular season and then get ready for the state championship tournament. You know, how good of a feeling is it for you? And I know you guys got, you know, the goal, the mission's not going to be complete, but just capturing that region title, how good of a feeling has that been for you guys? What's it kind of done to the mindset for you guys heading in, you know, as you'll get ready to head into state here in just a bit?
I mean, it's a goal. It's not our ultimate goal. It was just a step in the way. So, we got the state title or region championship, but we're trying to get that state.
All right, I know you are. And spending time on the waveforward.com hotline, Nick Grimstead, quarterback for the North Cobb Warriors, joining us here on Press Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Nick, one more before I let you go. When it comes down to, you know, obviously you're in the midst of the season, but when it comes down to recruitment, man, when you decide to make that decision, what's kind of going to be some things that you will know that this is going to be where I want to call home to continue my academic and athletic career?
Definitely the culture of the school, environment around it, and the coaches, the players, what it's like in the locker room, the education, if they have my major, anything like that.
Good deal. Well, man, I want to thank you for taking a couple of minutes. Again, I know you've been busy, and I really appreciate it. I've had a chance to watch you a couple times this year, and I've been telling people, you know, when they get into all those quarterback conversations about tops in the state, I tell them, man, they're doing themselves a disservice if they don't have you in that conversation, because I've got a chance to watch you firsthand, man, and you've been doing a phenomenal job as well as your teammates. So thanks for some time today.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
And again, that was Nick Grimstead, quarterback for the North Cobb Warriors. They'll close out the regular season against Wheeler on Friday, and then head into the first round of the playoffs. They'll get a week off because there's some teams that are going to be playing on the 8th. You know, everything got moved around due to the Hurricane Helene's impact, and there was it was Hurricane Helene, and then there was the chemical fire out in Rockdale. That kind of shook up some things for a few teams as well. So basically, GHSA pushed it all back and not pushed it all, but they pushed the start of the playoffs back. And so that week of the 8th, which is when the playoffs were supposed to start, that will be kind of the final week. Then the playoffs will start. And then basically what that means is that bye week that they were supposed to get Thanksgiving Friday is no longer going to happen. As far as it was supposed to be a break in the playoffs and whatnot. So that's no longer going to happen. So there you go. All right, still to come here in the show, head coach Winston Gordon of the Hapeville Hornets football team. A great conversation with him. Also, what I'm looking forward to this week. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.